All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it took much longer than expected, but relief pitcher Craig Kimbrell has a new team as he and the Chicago Cubs came to an agreement yesterday on a three-year deal for $43 million. Now, in nine MLB seasons, Kimbrell has tallied 333 career saves, which is 14th all-time. But what will he give the Cubs? Kimbrell definitely comes into this season with something to prove, and he also looks to shake off some rust and silence his critics. I mean, you look at a guy that over the past few years has been one of the premier closers in baseball. He was the Rookie of the Year in 2011 as he saves 46 games for the Atlanta Braves. And in his all of his four seasons with the Braves, he led the NL in saves. He was with the Boston Red Sox for the last 3 years, saved 42 games for them last year en route to helping them win the World Series title. But the problem was Kimbrell was shaky at times during the regular season, and then it carried over into the postseason. Didn't have a good World Series for the Red Sox versus the Dodgers. Had a 4.15 earned run average with one save. Was able to save three ball games in the ALCS versus the Astros, but he still had an ERA of 4.50. And then, of course, in two appearances in the divisional round versus the New York Yankees, he posted an earned run average of 11.57. Now, the thing is with Kimbrell, he relies on his fastball more often than not. At times last year, we saw that he simply did not have the zip on that pitch. So you have to wonder, is the extra time off going to help him? I mean, there's a possibility. I mean, the guy's only 31 years old, so we're not talking about an old guy here. Of course, there was an illness last year with his son, and you have to wonder if that played on Kimbrell's mind as well. So he's had an opportunity to sit back. Obviously, he went into the offseason looking to get a real long-term deal, 5, maybe 6 years, which closers in baseball very rarely see. And Kimbrell had his hard stance, as did most of the teams around MLB. And eventually, he and the Cubs could come to an agreement. Now, from the Cubs' standpoint, it's a situation I'm sure they sat back and said, who is going to be available on the trade front as compared to Craig Kimbrell? And obviously, Craig Kimbrell was better than anybody that they felt would be available via a trade. He definitely will give a boost to the Chicago Cubs bullpen. Of course, the Cubs won it all in 2016, and they still have a young core that is capable of winning it again. And now it is all about adding depth. Now you move up Steve Cishek from the ninth inning to the eighth inning and give Kimbrell the ninth. But the big thing about it, he's going to come in. There's going to be a ton of expectations for him. Obviously, the fans at Wrigley want to see him perform, so he's going to be thrust into the spotlight right away. So it's just a matter of, will he be able to go out there and do it? I think this really changes things because the Cubs, as far as all of the contenders in baseball, they made the first big move. Now it's going to be up to the other contenders in the National League to try to counter the Chicago Cubs. What are they going to do to make their upgrades now? You look at the Phillies. You look at the Dodgers. You also look inside of the Central with the likes of the Brewers and Cardinals. What are they going to do to try to keep up with the Cubs now? This definitely is a good move. It shows that the Chicago Cubs are committed to winning. They took a chance on Kimbrell due to the fact that, you know, he was a little shaky coming down the stretch last year, but I think he's going to be ready to go. And like I said, he wants to go out there and prove some people wrong. So I think he's going to be lights out at times. He's going to struggle at times too, But the main thing is, what can he do when the chips are pushed to the middle of the table come late September and October? Bottom line is, he knows how to get it done in October. Did it for the Red Sox, did it for the Braves. Now it's a matter of just him doing it in Windy City with the Cubbies. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.